So while it looks to the normal person like we just have public health officials who are incompetent and who are flopping around and don't know what they're doing, it is on purpose that they keep changing and that these things don't make sense. In fact, the less sense they actually make, the better. Because that is psychological torture. It is called the confusion technique or the Alice in Wonderland technique. And it is meant to break your will. Let me just read a little bit of the Alice in Wonderland technique for you. Here it is here, declassified by the CIA in 2014. Alice in Wonderland. The aim of the Alice in Wonderland or confusion technique is to confound the expectations and conditioned reactions of the interrogatee. He is accustomed to a world that makes some sense, at least to him, a world of continuity and logic, a predictable world. He clings to this world to reinforce his identity and powers of resistance. The confusion technique is designed not only to obliterate the familiar, but to replace it with the weird. I mean, right there. What are we living through? In this strange atmosphere, the subject finds that the pattern of speech and thought, which he has learned to consider normal, have been replaced by eerie meaninglessness. As the process continues, day after day, if necessary, the subject begins to try to make sense of the situation, and then the situation becomes mentally intolerable. Now, he is likely to make significant admissions or pour out his story just to stop the flow of babble which assails him. This technique may be especially effective with the orderly, obstinate type. Now, of course, we're not being questioned. We're not being interrogated. I mean, it's kind of the same as being interrogated because our fate hangs on their every announcement. If we do these dances to the nonsense, ever-changing, confusing rules, then they say we can be free. So they put the onus on us.